proof of funds, the POF. Do you need proof of funds? All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it real quickly. I have a question that came in here, but before we dive into the question, let's make friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. Today we're talking about proof of funds, the POF. Do you need proof of funds? All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it real quickly. I have a question that came in here, but before we dive into the question, let's make sure we understand why we're here. This is about real estate wholesaling. Real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing, using smart attraction marketing. There's no need to chase deals around with driving for dollars, okay? Locking the property under contract, okay? If possible, it's already locked before it comes on your table, right? And then selling the rights to that contract to other people for $1,000, up to $82,000, which is my personal experience, I can testify. But there are people doing a lot more than that from any single deal. It could be as low as $1,000, $82,000, but it's a lucrative business. That's what we're here, that's what we're trying to learn. That business is driven by marketing, okay? It's driven by marketing, it's driven by how many human beings that have discounted properties you can drive through your system. It's driven by people, not properties, okay? So you can drive around town all day long collecting data, gathering data, addresses, right? It doesn't mean anything unless you talk to a person who actually says, I have a house I need to sell. Then that becomes a lead. It goes from data to becoming a lead. And then when you have a lead, you negotiate, turn it to a deal. You close on the deal, you just made money, right? Those are the few simple steps that you need to understand in this game. Now, with all that comes a lot of nuances, all types of obstacles, and one of the obstacles is a proof of funds. You approach a person, you're talking to them, you agree to a price, but they don't want to go under contract unless you show them a proof of fund. Some kind of official document that shows that you have money to pay for this property. Sometimes people refer to a pre-qualification letter from a mortgage company as a proof of funds. Some people will seek out for pre-approval from a mortgage company, meaning you've been pre-approved that, you know, with a commitment, we'll commit to giving you money for this certain amount of money to purchase a property. Some people will consider that a proof of funds. So here goes the question. Question goes, what's up with all these sellers wanting a POF? So if you ever see POF, it stands for proof of funds. Wanting a POF, what if we don't have it? We're still trying to make our first deal. Okay. Well, the cheapest thing, this is one of those, is real estate wholesaling illegal or legal type of questions, okay? It's just a mere obstacle, okay? Obstacles generally needs to become mere to you. In other words, something you already expect. When you're trying to be an entrepreneur, you're trying to make the kind of money that most human beings will never make in their lifetime. Doesn't matter in the history or in the future or now, most human beings will never make the kind of money you're gonna make if you become successful with real estate wholesaling, okay? If you're trying to do that, then you should expect obstacles, okay? Some of those obstacles are self-inflicted, okay? Some of them are real stuff, but you just have to learn how to get around them. POF is one of them. Requiring licensing is just one of them. It's just one little something you have to get through to become a success story, to become the unusual, non-average, non-typical success story. Look at every success stories out there, or every sales video, sales letters out there. They usually go with, hey, our results are non-average, non-typical, right? I say the same. If you go to the bottom of my page, my results are non-average, non-typical, right? So basically, it's also an indirect way to tell you that you should not expect that your input into this processing system is not going to be, you know, it's going to be a little bit non-conventional, okay? So is it simple? It's actually very simple. Is it easy? It's not easy. So with that being said, do you need a POF? you may not, but it shouldn't be an issue. You should have a POF hanging around on your computer that you can send to people anytime. So, but how do you find POF? If you have good credit, have somebody pre-qualify you for a certain amount of money. That's all. If you don't have good credit, which most people trying to wholesale don't, okay? If you don't have good credit, consult with a hard money lender, somebody local in your area. You're going to need to partner with them at some point anyway, because part of your business as a smart wholesaler, you will learn about smart wholesaling here momentarily. Part of your job as a smart wholesaler is to become resourceful for the marketplace. And one of the major ways you can become resourceful for the marketplace is to make hard money lending available for the marketplace, because number one, you get to make a lot more profit from your flips, because you can offer newbies money, all right? They're usually okay with paying more and still make profit, right? You can offer them money, other people's money, okay? It's called other people's money for a reason. You offer them, you make a little commission. Not only that, you make double commission by actually flipping the deal. You need multiple streams of income. Multiple streams of income is part of smart wholesaling, okay? Smart wholesaling is basically the combination of the module of real estate wholesaling with digital age 2000 and digital marketing, okay? So with that being said, proof of funds, yes, you may have buyers asking you for that. Now, the flip side of it, okay? This game is about finding motivated sellers, because, you know, finding deeply discounted properties, you need a motivated seller for the most part to give you a house at a steep discount, 60% of the value or lower. You need a motivated seller. You need somebody who thinks of a house as a piece of trash that they need to get rid of now. Actually, yesterday, right? You need motivated seller. Motivated seller is not a person who says, oh yeah, you know, it doesn't bother me, but I would like to sell it if I get the right offer. If somebody says right offer, if that comes into their vocabulary, right? As fast as you can, take it away. Okay? And I mean take away. I mean take away as a strategy, okay? Meaning you don't need them. They need to realize that they need you. If they don't need you, you have no business together. You need to move on to the next lead in your pipeline. Does that make sense? So, proof of funds is a two-edged sword thing, okay? You should have one handy just in case somebody says, if somebody asks for proof, I got you, I'll get your proof of funds. No problem. Just say that, because your confidence is everything when you're talking to these motivated sellers, okay? I got you, I'll get your proof of funds. That's not a problem. You get a hard money lender, maybe one of your partners in hard money lending industry, send you one, you get it over to them, it's nothing, okay? After all, you're going to be making sure that this is a deal before you lock in under contract and try to sell the rights to the contract, right? You're going to make sure of that. So you're not really afraid of not being able to close the deal. And let's say for some weird reason, your numbers were wrong, you couldn't close the deal, you go back to the table and renegotiate. There's no rules or laws against that. It doesn't exist, okay? Could they sue you? Well, think about it like this. If somebody sue you for not being able to close a deal, it's very unlikely, because there's nothing for them to get. You just prove to them, you're just proving to them that you don't have any money. So now they're going to sue you. No, they're going to, again, if you're dealing with motivated sellers, they're going to want to work with you to create the solution for the problem that you identified in the first place, which is they have a piece of crap property they need to get rid of. They're going to work with you if they are a motivated seller. They're going to help you, as a matter of fact, make money, okay? So that's really a non-issue. If you lead this business like a smart wholesaler, meaning you lead from value standpoint, you lead with value, meaning you lead with finding problems that you can solve, right? All these problems are non-issue. Like I said, let me repeat, the flip side of all of this is a proof of funds. Somebody asking for that and being straight up anal about it is basically somebody who is not a motivated seller. Don't be afraid to take it away. Just walk away, because you, again, the only way you'd be afraid of taking it away is if you don't have enough leads in your pipeline. Leads, if you're following the smart wholesaling pipeline, the smart wholesaling route, leads is literally $2-3 a cost. Let me repeat what I just said. Smart wholesaling, your lead costs $2 to $3, tops $5, okay? If you're doing the old school wholesaling type of deal, your leads will cost you $50 to $500 per lead. You've heard that everywhere before, right? So, but if you have leads coming through your pipeline, you don't have to worry about getting stuck with one person and begging them to do business with you. The more you beg them to do business with you, the more you push them away. That's why we call this attraction marketing. All right. So with that being said, POF, proof of funds, is a non-issue. Find somebody to get you one. Don't ever send it to anybody unless you make sure that they are motivated and it's just one little obstacle in the road. But you should never lead with a POF. If you send a POF to somebody first before they talk to you, that's not a deal. It will not be a deal. You just failed. You just wasted a bunch of time and resources on the wrong type of lead. It's not even a lead. All right. With that being said, if you want to learn more about all of this, if you don't want to wait, you can go right now, grab this book. It's a PDF, free PDF, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and grab the free PDF. Also available, by the way, in paper, audiobook, and Kindle, if that's what you prefer. The same thing goes. I will give you this one. If you go there right now, I'll give you this one, my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets, absolutely for free. All right? Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one. And peace.